Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and consulting.
Welcome into another installment of Mind Your Business. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. We appreciate you joining us for the program once again this week. Our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Happy 4th of July weekend. It's Thursday. Let's go ahead and call it the weekend, right? We've got one more day left in the month of June, and then tomorrow starts a new month. For many, the official start of the busiest part of the summer tourism season here in the High Country. And with the 4th of July coming early next week, we've got a weekend full of festivities, and that action really gets started tomorrow. So we're going to spend a good bit of time on this week's program setting up the holiday weekend. It's a busy one for businesses. Like I mentioned, one of the busier tourism weekends of the year. We've got the start of an Appalachian summer. That's a month-long celebration of arts and culture here in the area. So we want to make sure not only do those of you that are local to the area understand where these events will take place and when, so you can properly plan your traversing across the county, but for the visitors that are here that may be looking for something to do, this is an excellent way to kind of check some things on your own list and make sure that they're scribbled down there so you can join us in some of our great High Country holiday weekend traditions. So we'll get into that soon. We've got a few chamber calendar items to share with you a little bit later on in the program as well. Three ribbon cuttings coming up in the next couple of weeks. Despite all of the craziness of our economic situation, inflation, labor costs, the rise and fall of the stock market, all of those things that have made it hard for businesses to be in business here over these last several months. We've got three businesses that are cutting ribbons, opening doors, and going to soon be adding to our High Country community. So we're going to tell you about where and when we can celebrate those, as well as fill you in on one of our signature events of the year, and that would be the 73rd annual Boone Area Chamber of Commerce membership meeting. And this time around, a hat tip toward Boone's 150th birthday, a chance to celebrate 150 years of business here in the High Country. We're going to tell you about how we plan to have a lot of fun, get into some of the historical significance of business here in the High Country in a unique and special way. So we'll have all of that and plenty more on this installment of Mind Your Business, so don't go anywhere. You're listening this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Our program brought to you each week by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. And we spend a little time getting into the July 4th weekend calendar. It all gets started tomorrow night with Downtown Boone's First Friday Art Crawl and plenty of events going on throughout Monday evening. So get your pen and paper out. Make sure you get these items added to your calendar so those of you that are visiting the area can get a full sample of everything that's magical and wonderful about the High Country at this time of year. And for you locals, you can make sure that you've got these things scribbled down on your calendar as well, so you can make plans about how to move throughout the community, especially Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's going to be a busy weekend. This is the busiest weekend of our summer tourism season. And with the 4th falling on Monday, that means it just gets extended a little bit more. So let's go through some of these calendar events. We'll start first with Friday night, Downtown Boone's First Friday Art Crawl. For those of you that are not familiar with this event, this is one of those deals where you park on King Street and just wander around from 5 o'clock to 8. There's music on the lawn of the Jones House, art installations there in the Maisie Jones Gallery to check out at the Jones House Community Center. There's also art exhibits at the Turchin Center for Visual Arts. That's Appalachian State's Arts Outpost on King Street. Various businesses will run specials. They'll have art, they'll have food, a lot of them with some refreshments. Our restaurant community also does a great job at this time of year with offering different specials and enticements to come inside some of those favorite downtown eateries. So make sure you check out Downtown Art Crawl Friday night from 5 to 8. That will get our July 4th weekend started here in the Boone area. One of the most popular questions that we get here at the Chamber at this time of year is the parade schedule. When is Blowing Rocks? When is Boone? So we want to give you that information. The Blowing Rock 4th of July parade is set for Saturday, July 2nd. That will start at 10 a.m. Remember that Main Street will be closed to parking from midnight on early Saturday night, just after the parade, and so about 12 a.m. to 11 a.m. on July 3rd. No parking on Main Street to make sure that visibility and safety is taken care of. There are complimentary shuttle services that will run from the parking lot at Tanger Outlets in Blowing Rock on Main Street beginning at 8 a.m. Saturday morning, and they will run continuously through 5 o'clock Saturday. So if you are looking to engage in the downtown Blowing Rock community Saturday, it's easy enough to do. Just park at Tanger Shops on the parkway. You can traipse around there as well, some great shops and storefronts, and then make your way on into Blowing Rock on that complimentary shuttle. But just remember that Main Street will be closed to traffic for a good part of the morning on Saturday. But the July 4th parade in Blowing Rock, a wonderful opportunity to celebrate with local musicians, organizations, characters, Uncle Sam, the whole nine yards. It's about 40 minutes to an hour long, the parade, again, starting at 10 a.m. Saturday morning. That's Blowing Rock's 4th of July parade. Boone's 4th of July parade will actually be on the morning of July 4th. This is one of two events that the town of Boone will have, but this one's the one that's actually on the 4th of July, and we'll get into the fireworks here in just a moment. But the 4th of July parade for Boone takes place Monday morning at 11 o'clock. That will run down King Street through downtown Boone. Again, like Blowing Rock, this is about an hour long. There are some traffic disruptions that will take place as part of all of that. Don't plan on being able to park on King Street. Use some of the other satellite lots around there, but you'll be able to take in the sights with floats, marchers, performers showing off their patriotic red, whites, and blues. And afterward, make sure you come up to the Jones House lawn right around noon for free watermelon, cake, and lemonade. Lots of community organizations will be a part of this event. So that's the downtown Boone 4th of July parade. That is Monday morning at 11, lasting for about an hour and moving into that free watermelon cake and lemonade exercise up at the Jones House lawn. Now let's talk fireworks, because this is like the second question that we get. When are the parades? When are the fireworks? So a couple of the big ones that we can share with you, and there are several throughout the community, and by no means is this something that we can capture them all. As you're looking at the downtown or the Boone fireworks celebration, and this kind of ties into an Appalachian summer as well, from 3 o'clock to 7 on the Boone Greenway near Clawson Burnley Park on July 3rd, so that's Sunday afternoon and evening, there'll be an afternoon of festivities including music, games, inflatable bounce houses, food trucks, all that you can imagine for family-friendly activity out at the annual Boone Independence Day party. That's at the Boone Greenway starting at 3 o'clock on Sunday. That moves into the App State Appalachian Summer Festival concert that gets that whole deal started with Marty Stewart and his Fabulous Superlatives. That is at 7:30 Sunday night. That's a ticketed event in the State Farm parking lot. However, it's all kind of done in concert with everything that's going on out there. So if you want tickets to the Marty Stewart Show, visit appsummer.org. Those are very reasonably priced tickets and would be a great way for you to transition from the Independence Day party that the town of Boone will be hosting throughout the day on the Greenway right into that concert. And then stick around, because the town's annual firework display will go off right after the concert's over, right at dusk. All of those things kind of coordinated together. So thanks to the town of Boone and App State for getting together on those special plans for what should be a fun day out at the Greenway area, really all day Sunday, July 3rd. So make plans for that. Now, another one of the big fireworks events is at Tweetsie Railroad each and every year, and that'll be Monday night, July 4th. This is the annual Tweetsie Railroad celebration. The Wild West theme park will be open with extended hours on the 4th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. with the fireworks starting at 9:30. Now, in order to keep the fireworks show on schedule, Miner's Mountain will close about 8 o'clock and the remainder of the park levels will close in stages, beginning with Main Street stores at 8:45, and they'll work from there. Extended hour schedules will be posted throughout the park. A lot of folks around the community just find their way toward Tweetsie to get a good look at the fireworks. So those of you that are driving down 321 in between Boone and Blowing Rock, keep that in mind. There's some great roadside viewing options for that if you don't happen to be at Tweetsie, but you can get in on a first-come, first-served basis into the parking lot. Parking is free in that area, but just remember that that will fill up quickly. So find your favorite spot to view these fireworks coming up on the fourth weekend over at Tweetsie. Again, Sunday fireworks in Boone on the 3rd, right after the Marty Stewart Show in the evening. 4th of July fireworks in Boone and Blowing Rock there at Tweetsie Railroad right at dusk. There are numerous other fireworks shows and parades and all kinds of 4th of July activities. So don't by any means think that this is the complete list. These are just a few of those things that you can enjoy as you celebrate the 4th of July weekend here in the High Country. A couple of other things to tack onto that. I mentioned Appalachian Summer Festival. That really begins in earnest Friday, July 1st. That will run through the entire month here in the High Country. Great opportunity to see numerous stage shows, everything from live music, theater arts, chamber music, art installations throughout the community, the Big Rosen sculpture walk throughout the campus community as well. Check out appsummer.org for a full list. There is literally something every day through the month of July. And a number of those events are free events that you can take part of or take part in. So make sure that you get that schedule on your calendar as well. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, a couple of other chamber calendar items and some other tidbits that we're keeping our eye on as many of us are moving toward the end of a fiscal year. That means that we're watching budgets. That means the state budget is also traipsing around there, and there are some important things on the docket there as well. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Mind Your Business, presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business is brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Talking calendars here as we get ready to start the month of July. Again, all of our July 4th festivities, or as many of them as we could cram in about 9 minutes worth of time, handled in our previous segment. If you want to go back and listen to any of that, I highly suggest you subscribe to the podcast edition of this program. You can find the Mind Your Business podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can go to boonechamber.com, head over to the News and Career Center, and under the Multimedia tab, you will find a link to the Mind Your Business podcast. Download it each and every week. A lot of times, due to time constraints, we have to kind of shorten the program here on WATA, but we offer extended editions of our conversations with various business leaders and business owners on this program each week. So make sure you bookmark that. Mind Your Business podcast. Check out the extended edition of our programs. And this time around, you can go back and listen to all of that 4th of July information that we just gave you. Now, switching gears to a few Chamber of Commerce events that we've got going on over the course of the next few weeks. A busy month of July for us here at the Boone Area Chamber as we are celebrating three emerging businesses as they cut ribbons on their facilities here over the next couple of weeks. The first of those is tomorrow night as part of that downtown Boone art crawl that I was telling you about as part of the 4th of July festivities. Part of that event will include a ribbon cutting for Appalachian Nails and Company. That'll take place Friday, July 1st. That's tomorrow night. The celebration from 4 o'clock to 6 will cut the ribbon right around 4:30. Food and beverages provided at Appalachian Nails and Company, which is located on 151 Howard Street. For those of you that are familiar with our downtown Boone food scene, this location is right next door to Kobo and just down the street from the local. Again, food and beverages provided from 4 to 6 at Appalachian Nails and Company. They offer 10% discounts to any and all students, teachers, and military members, as they offer one of the most premier services nail salons in the high country. Again, Appalachian Nails and Company, ribbon cutting Friday night, July 1st. Now, I mentioned that is one of three ribbon cuttings that we'll be celebrating this month. On July 13th, that's Wednesday, July 13th, Signature Wealth Strategies will be celebrating a ribbon cutting from 11 o'clock to 1. Signature Wealth Strategies is a wealth management practice serving families with hands-on concierge-level service. Their new location, located at 895 State Farm Road, and we'll join them Wednesday, July 13th for a special ribbon cutting there. So make sure that's on your calendar. And then last but not least, our friends at Willow Health and Wellness celebrating their ribbon cutting in a couple of weeks. So 2 weeks from this coming Friday, that's Friday, July 15th from 1 o'clock to 2 at their location at 643 Greenway Road, Unit K. That's in the Greenway Business Park. Willow Health and Wellness is celebrating that grand opening. You'll receive evidence-based treatment options at Willow Health and Wellness based on your individual conditions. Dr. Amanda Peters uses gentle techniques to help address your most challenging health problems or to aid you in improving your well-being. So you want to make sure that you check out their full suite of offerings at that ribbon cutting again, Friday, July 15th from 1 o'clock to 2. Door prizes being presented include a gift certificate for a 90-minute massage. That's about $120 value. They'll have refreshments, face painting for all ages. Chair massages will be available for $1 a minute. So, hey, Friday, July 15th, you need to take a little bit of that post-lunch break. Celebrate the summer. Get a chair massage. Join us at Willow Health and Wellness for that ribbon cutting. So those are our three ribbon cuttings. A few more events I want to tell you about. One of those being our next Business After Hours. We had a great crowd out at Grandfather Mountain last week as we celebrated with five different chambers and getting a chance to see that new visitor center that Jesse Pope and his team have just opened up. Super excited about that. We will move back to the town of Boone limits for our next Business After Hours. That comes up Thursday, July 14th. We'll celebrate that at Daniel Boone Native Gardens. That is part of Daniel Boone Park that includes the Horn in the West Amphitheater, Strawberry Hill. That's the area where the Watauga County Farmers Market is. Daniel Boone Native Gardens, all part of that same area. 5 o'clock to 7 on Thursday, July 14th. You can celebrate our next Business After Hours, and thanks to Carolina West Wireless for their sponsorship of that as well. We'll have some treats from Venture. That's the new chocolatier and wine bar in the downtown Boone community. We'll also be celebrating with our friends at SAHA. That's the Southern Appalachian Historical Association. They're the folks that not only are the caretakers of the Hickory Ridge Living History Museum, but they are also the producers of Horn in the West. And the first Horn in the West show is Friday night, July 1st. So make sure that that's on your calendar as well. But again, Daniel Boone Native Gardens, that's the site of our next Business After Hours. You can get registered for that online at boonechamber.com. Do request that you RSVP as quickly as possible so we can pass along food numbers to the caterers and make sure that we can get you fed as well as you deserve to be. So again, that's July 14th, our next Business After Hours. And then the big one, we'll stay in the same complex. Our annual meeting, 73rd annual meeting for the Boone Area Chamber, is set for Thursday, August 11th. And you'll be seeing plenty of information coming out about this as we move into the month of July. We are excited to have First Horizon Bank as our title sponsor once again, and appreciate the folks at Peak Insurance Group, Spangler Restoration, and Appalachian Regional Healthcare for their continued support of our 73rd annual business meeting. Now, this year we are taking this opportunity to celebrate 150 years of business here in the Boone area. This has been the sesquicentennial celebration for the town of Boone. Say that word three times fast. But Boone's 150th birthday has been celebrated really since the start of the year in various ways. This is our opportunity to basically have the business birthday party for the town of Boone. So as part of our annual meeting, we'll be celebrating various legacy businesses, some of our legacy restaurants, those hook attractions that have always been there, that have been bringing bringing people here for generations, we get an opportunity to tip our cap in the direction of those folks. So we appreciate the folks at Horn in the West. I just mentioned their season getting ready to start. They're actually going dark on this night to let us inside Daniel Boone Amphitheater to be able to bring this celebration of our business community and so many others into such a special venue. Horn in the West was one of the very first tourism attractions here in this area that saw people come up from off the mountain to partake in just these events. So Horn in the West used to be broadcast on occasion on WBTV down in Charlotte back in the days where live television was very, very difficult. And that was one of those early gateways for people down in the Queen City area to know about the high country and see not only Horn in the West, but when they come up here and visit, they fall in love with the area just like we all have, right? So this is kind of a historical nod in many cases to the legacy of Horn in the West, but we also get a chance to celebrate some other signature businesses around there as well. We'll be weaving in our annual awards as part of that narrative, but also celebrating some of our signature restaurants and those folks that have been around for years and years. They will be supplying the food. We'll have a birthday cake opportunity that is being crafted by Stick Boy as we speak, and the idea for that, and it should be just a tremendous opportunity to fellowship in a historic venue and celebrate all that has been done over 150 years to make this the business community that we know and love today, and the business community that supports the broader community here in this area and will for generations to come. So make plans to join us August 11th, the 73rd annual business meeting for the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Our keynote speaker will be Scott Hamilton. He is the president and CEO of the Golden Leaf Foundation. Scott has roots back to the high country. As a matter of fact, he has roots to Horn in the West from his young days as a ticket seller and a fire dancer and all kinds of fun stuff. But Scott Hamilton and his role at Golden Leaf will be talking about facilities like the Daniel Boone Amphitheater and why it's so important for communities to embrace those unique treasures like Daniel Boone Amphitheater, like Horn in the West, and invest in those for the future so we can have those unique signature things that can bring people to our area. So we appreciate Scott coming up from the Rocky Mount area and being a part of this very special event for us. So again, details coming out on the annual meeting, your opportunity to buy tickets right after the 4th of July. We'll open that up to the public. If you're a Boone Area Chamber of Commerce program partner, make sure that you pay attention to your email for ways that you can get signed up for the event. You won't want to miss this. A lot of fun out at Daniel Boone Amphitheater. Again, the annual meeting, August 11th. Final thing to share with you as we get ready to close down the program. As I mentioned, this is the end of the fiscal year for a lot of folks. That means that budget season is in full swing. The state legislature has been very busy allocating different things in the budget amendment to the biennium budget that was passed last year. You know, we went all those years without a state budget. Now we got one passed last year and they're already ready to draft the amendment to that budget. But there are some important things that are tied into that. I would urge you to pay attention to the budget lines that are in there as we look at investments in our transportation infrastructure throughout the state. Some potential groundbreaking news coming out of the legislature about how transportation funding will work, and that means road projects, that means access, that means, we all know, you can't get there from here, or can't get here from there without a car, right? We depend on roadways to get people to our area. We need, as a community, to pay attention to that work and pay attention to how that work is funded. And there's some potential legislation within that state budget that will help the entire state benefit there. But a number of other things as it relates to the operation of schools, as it relates to the operation of the state, and that's certainly important to a community with a great number of state employees, state employee raises tied to this. So we'll pay attention to it. We'll pass along the information that you need to know, but that budget process coming to an end, hopefully here soon, with a signed amendment to that budget that we can note some positives for our area out of. So we'll get into that more next week, but just keep your eye on that over the weekend. All right, that does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. Hey, have a safe and happy 4th of July. July. Again, for those visitors up here, welcome to our area. For those of you locals making it work, thank you for rolling up your sleeves and braving the heat and humidity to bring what is a just a wonderful high country experience to so many at this time of year. We'll talk to you next week, right here, same time, same place on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.